V, the pasuk continues that if you will listen to my voice, Laisia Mishakela, there will not exist women who miscarry, Va'akara, or women who are barren, Be'artzecha, in your land, Es Misbar Yomecha Amali, the number of your days I will fill, you will have long days, long years. Es Emosi Ashalach Lefonecha, my fear I will send before you, Va'amoisi Es Kola'om Asher Tove Bohem, and I will confuse all the nations that you will come against them. V'nosati Es Kola'yevecha Eilecha Oref, and all your enemies will give to you oref, the backs of their necks. They will always be running away from you, and all you will see is their oref, the back of their neck. Mishalachti es hatzira lefanecha. And again, if you will listen to Hashem, I will send the tzira before you. The tzira was a flying insect that would shoot venom into their eyes and kill them. The gerisha and the tzira will chase away es achivi, es aknani, es achiti milafanecha. These three nations, chivi, knani, and chiti, from before you. Why does the pasuk only mention three nations out of the seven? Rashi explains that knani and chiti is referring to Eretz Sichon Va'oik, the land which was on the east side of the Yarden, because the tzira did not go over the Yarden. So therefore it destroyed the goyim in Eretz Sichon Va'oik, which are the Knani and the Chiti. And even though Chivi is in Eretz Yisrael, the tzira shot the venom over the Yarden and destroyed Chivi. And that is why it only mentions three out of the seven. Lo yagarashenu miponecho b'shona echos. I will not chase them away in 1 year. Pentia ha'oret shemama, lest the land become desolate, and it will increase upon you the beasts of the field. You aren't so many. You aren't big enough to take up the land. So therefore, if I will chase them away, the land will be desolate, and you will not be able to fill up the land, and the land will be filled up with animals. Ma'at ma'at agor shenu miponecho. Slowly I will chase them away, ad asher tifre v'nochalta es oretz, until you will multiply and then be able to inherit the whole land. V'shati es gevulcho, and I will place your borders, miyamsuf, from the yamsuf in the east, v'ad yom pelishtim, to the yom pelishtim in the west, umi midbar, and from the desert in the south, ad hanahor, until Nahar Pras in the north. Ki etem biyedchem es yoshvei ha'aretz, I will give in your hand the inhabitants of the land. The gerashtom moy biponecho, and I will chase them away from before you. Loisichrois lohem v'leiloheihem beris. Do not seal with them or their gods a covenant, a bris. Do not make treaties with them. Loyeshvu be'artzecha. Do not allow them to live in your lands. Because they will cause you to sin to me. You will end up worshipping their gods, and it will end up being to you for a stumbling block. So make divisions and make separations from these goyim. Do not be curious bris with them, and do not allow them to live in your lands. Zok Rashi, Shishi, Pasuk Chav, Hine Onoichi Sholeach Malach. Behold, I will send the Malach. Kanis Basru. Over here they were informed, Shasidim Lachtoi, that in the future they will sin. Ushchina Oimeris Lohem. The Shechina is saying to them, Elo Bekirvacha, I will not go up with you. And that is a pasuk that is written by the Maisa Egel, that Hashem did not want to go with Klal Yisrael. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevatel, nullified that decree, because Hashem said in Parashas Kisisa, Pona Yelechu Vani Choisiloch, I will go with you. But still, in the time of Yeshua, this decree came back, like Sifsechum quotes, that he says, Ani Sar Tzvo Hashem Atov Vasi, which means that the Malach was leading Klal Yisrael at that time. Zot Rashi Asher Hachinoisi, what I prepared for you, Asher Simanti Loseis Lochem, that I prepared to give to you, Zeu Pshutei, that is the simple meaning, that it is referring to Eretz Yisrael, the place that I have prepared to give to you. Umidrashoi, the Medrash says, El Hamokoim Asher Achinoisi, to the place that I have prepared for you, Kvar Mekoimi Nikar, my place is already recognizable. It is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where it will stand, is already Nikar. Kenegdoi, opposite the Mikdash Shalmalo. This is one of the psukim sha'omrim that says shebeis hamikdash shomalo mechuven keneged beis hamikdash shomato, that says that the beis hamikdash in Shemayim is opposite the beis hamikdash below, and that's why it is prepared. Since my beis hamikdash shomalo is already there, and we know the spot opposite it will be where the beis hamikdash shomato will be, that's why the pasuk can say it is a mokom asher achinoisi, a place which is already prepared. The three places where it says that the Migdash Shalmala and Milmata are opposite each other are over here, which we just mentioned, in Parshas Vayetze, Perik Chavches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, on the Pasuk Vizeh Shar HaShamayim, Rashi says, "Umidrashoi she beis hamikdash shelmalo mechuvin kineged beis hamikdash shelmata." And the third place is in Parshas Bishalach. By the Shira, it says in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, "Machoin l'shifticha pa'al to Hashem," where Rashi says over there, "Mikdash shelmata mechuvin kineged kisei shelmalo, the kisei hakavod shelmalo." The Belzer Rebbe asks, why in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Vayetze, it says that the Migdash Shel Malo is Mechubin Keneged the Migdash Shel Mato. And for some reason, in Parshas Bishalach, it says it the other way around, that the Migdash Shel Mato is Mechubin Keneged the Kisei Shel Malo. Ayin in Sefer Shari Aharon, who quotes this Kasha from the Belzer Rebbe and gives his teretz, Ayin Shom. And Rashi continues, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Al Tamer Boy, do not rebel against this Malach. Lashon Hamra, a lashon of rebellion. Kemoi, Asher Yamra Espicha, he rebelled against your word, your mouth. Ki lo yisol lefishachem, this Malach will not forgive your averis. Einei melumet bekach, he is not used to this whole idea of sinning. Shehu menakat sheino choyten, he is from the group that does not sin. Malachim do not have a yetzahara. Ve'oi, Shehu Shaliach. A second reason why he won't listen to you and forgive you is because he is a messenger. He only does his mission, and his mission is to punish anybody that rebels against him. Kishmi Bikirbai. Mechubel Loresh HaMikra. These words are going back on the beginning of the Pasuk. Hishamim Ipanov. The Pasuk starts off, watch out from before him. Why should you watch out before him? Kishmi Bikmeshutapai. Because my name is associated with his name. Rabbi Senu Amru Zemetatroin. This is the name of Metatroin, the Malach of Metatroin, Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbi, because his name is like the name of Hashem. Metatroin Begematria Shakai. Metatroin has the same gematria as the name of Hashem Shakai. So therefore you shall listen to him. And the Pasuk continues, Vitzarti Eserecho. If you will listen to the Malach, he will oppress the ones who oppress you. Kitagume Va'oik. He will oppress. And when you come into their lands, you shall hurry to Harsem. Break la'isam alehus, break their gods, and shaber to shaber matzevois sehem. What are matzevois? Avonim shehem etzivin lehishdachavois ot lohem. Stones that they set up and erect to bow down to them. And if you will listen to Hashem, then there won't be mishakela, la'isia mishakela. There will not be women who miscarry. Im tase ritzoini, if you will do my ratzon, if you will do my ratzon and my will, then you will have these brachas that you will not have a mishakela. Mishakela, mapelas neflim. It means a woman that miscarries. A koiveres esponeho, or one that has children who are already alive, and then she has to bury them. Kruya mishakela. All these are called mishakela, whether she gives birth to dead children, or whether she gives birth to regular children and they die later on. Vehamoisi zakrashi, kimoi vehimamti. It's as if it said vehimamti, vitagumoi veeshagesh, which Targum says means veeshagesh, I will confuse them. Vehain kol teva, every word, shepoyel shalom, that her verb is bekefel ois achrona, by doubling the last letter is the same letter twice. For example, from this word homam, to confuse, kishetapech ledavor. Ledaber beloshen paalti, when it will switch to say a loshen of paalti that I did, yesh mekoymos, there are places shenoytel ois hakfula, we take the last letter which is doubled, umadgish es ois, and we put a dogish, a dot in the letter, venogdoi bimalupum, and we put a vowel of a choylem on top, kigoyin, for example, vahamoisi, migzeras vahomam galgal elgleg losoi. Just like over there, the word is vahomam, with a mem and then an end of mem. So we take the second mem and we remove it and we put a dogish in the first mem and put a cholim on top, and vahomam becomes veha moisi. Similarly, we find by the word visa boisi, migzeras visabav beisel. Sabav means to go around, sabav. And we take away the second vase, we put a dogish in the first one, and a cholim, and visavav becomes visaboisi. Daloisi migzeras dalalu v'chorvu. Again, two lamids, we put a dogish in one, and put a cholim on top, dalalu becomes daloisi. Al kapayim chakoy sicha, migzeras chikike lev. Also, again, chikike, two cuffs, we take away one, we put a dogish in it, and we put a cholim on top, chakoy sicha. Esmi ratsoisi, the word ratzoisi, migzeres rotzatz, ozav dalim. Rotzatz, two tzaddiks, put a dogish in one and a cholim on top. Vametargim vehamoisi. If you will teach vehamoisi, ve'ekotel, and I will kill, from the lashon of misa, toyehu. He's making a mistake to target, to explain like that. She'ilu migzeras misa, because if it was from the root word misa, ein hei shelo bepasach. The hei of the hamoisi would not get a pasach, v'loi mem shalom would geshes, and the mem would not have a dogish, v'loi nukutum alupim, and it would not have a nukuda of a choylem. Elo v'heimati b'tzere. It would be written v'heimati instead of v'hamoisi. Kigoin v'heimato es ha'omazet. So, by the fact that it does not say v'heimati, but rather v'hamoisi, it must be that it is not from the root of mace, but rather from the root of homam, which means to confuse. And the reason why in the word v'heimato there is a dogish in the tuf, even though the root of the word is mace, v'atuf mudgeshes l'fisha tufoi b'mokim beiz tufin, because it is taking the place of two tufs. Ha'achas nishreshes, one is part of the root of the word, mace. L'fisha ein misa b'loi tuf. Whenever you say the word mace, it has to have a tuf in it. V'acheres, and the second tuf, mishameshes, is just added on in order to say, you will die. K'moy omarti, chatosi, osisi. So just like over there, omar is the root. Tuf yud is added to say, I said. Chatosi, chet is the word. The tuf yud is added to say, I sinned. And same thing by osisi. So too over here, vehemati. Mace is the word. And it gets one tuf because of the word mace. But we want to add on to say that you will die. Vehemato. So therefore we have to add a second tuf. And that second tuf is being replaced by a dogish. V'chein v'nosati. Similarly, we have in the word v'nosati, I gave. Hatuf mudgeshes. The second tuf has a dogish. Shehi bo b'mokam shtayim. Because it is taking the place of two tufs. L'fi shehoyitzar shloisha tufin. In the word v'nosati, you really need three tufs. Shtayim liyisoy. Two of them for the root of the word teis. K'moy b'yem teis Hashem. Miteis elokim hi. So we see the word give is teis, tuf, and tuf. So we need two-letter tufs just for the root. Vashlishi l'shimush. And the third one is for shimush to say, I gave. So vinosati, two tufs, are for the root. And there's a dugesh in the second tuf in order to replace the third tuf that really should have been in the word. But the bottom line is that Rashi is saying over here that in our pasuk, v'hamoisi is not from the root of misa, because then it should have said v'heimati, but the root of the word is hamam, and that's why we're taking away one mem and we're putting a dugish in the other mem, and that's why it says v'hamoisi, and it means I will confuse the and they will run away from you, and all you will see is oireif, she'anusim l'fanecho, they will run away from you, v'yehavchu l'cho arpam, and they will turn to you the back of their necks. Hatzira. Min sheretz ha'oif. It is a type of a flying insect. V'hoyisom maka oisom beineyem. The tzira would hit them in their eyes. U'metila bohem aras. And shoot in them a venom. V'hei mesim. And they would die through this. V'atzira le'ovres ha'yarden. And this flying sheret did not pass over the yarden. It stayed in the chuzlaretz. V'achiti v'aknani heim eretz sichon v'oig. Chiti and knani mentioned in the pasuk are the lands of sichon v'oig. Lefikach, therefore, mikol zayin umayis lemonakan ela elu. That's why it only mentions three of the seven. The chivi, afal pi shehu me'ever ha'yarden, and chivi, even though it is on the other side of the Yarden in Eretz Yisrael v'hola, and further, shana rabbi seinu b'mesech l'soita. Our rabbonim learned in mesech l'soita, al sfas ha'yarden omdo, the tzira stood at the edge of the Yarden, v'zorko b'hem mara, and shot in them this venom. So chiti and knani were actually sichem v'oig. And Chivi, even though it was in Eretz Yisrael, they were in Eretz Yisrael, still the Tzira was able to get them because the Tzira shot over the Yarden, the Aras, the venom, to kill the Chivi. One has to understand how this Rashi fits with the Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perik Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf, where over there the Pasuk is speaking about the Bris Ben Absarim, and Hashem promised to give the land to Avram and his children, the land of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini, Chiti, Prizi, Rephoim, Emori, Knani, Gergoshi, and Yavusi. So over there it mentions Knani and Chiti as part of the 10 nations, and it also mentions the nation of Rephoim. And Rashi over there says, what is the land of Rephoim? Eretz Oig. It is referring to the land of Oig. So over there Rephoim is Oig, and still the Pasuk mentions, besides for Rephoim, the land Knani and Chiti. So it must be over there that Knani and Chiti cannot be referring to Sichon and Oig, because Rephoim is Oig. So how does that fit with the Rashi over here when the Pasuk mentions Knani and Chiti? He says it is a land of Sichon and Oig. And Rashi continues that I will not chase them away in one shot, lest the land become shimama, reikonis, empty, mibnei odom, from people, mefish atem ma'at, since you are still very few, ve'ein bochem kidei lamalos esam, you don't have enough people to fill up the land, so therefore I will chase them away slowly. V'raba olecho chayas hasodeh, what does that mean? V'tirba olecho, it will multiply upon you, v'chayas hasodeh, therefore I have to chase them away at a slow pace. Adasha tifre, until you multiply. Tirbe, it means to multiply. Lashon pri, k'may peru uravu. Just like peru uravu means be fruitful and be plenty. So to over here, adasha tifre is from the lashon of pri, fruitful. Until you are many and fruitful, and you will inherit the whole land. Vishati, and I will place your borders. Lashon hashosa, it is a language of placing. Why does it have a dogish in the taf if the root of the word is shos? Va'taf mudgeshes, the taf has a dogish. Mipnei shebo tachashtayim, because it is replacing two tafs. She'ain shisa b'loy taf, because the word shos has a taf in it. V'ha'achas l'shimush, and what is l'shimush? In order to say that I will place. So shos has one taf, and t is for the second taf that I will. So therefore, the taf, instead of writing two, one, the one that is written has a dogish in it. Just like Rashi mentioned earlier in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, that the mem gets a dogish because it is replacing two mems. Arhanhar, until Nahar, Pras. It is referring to, in the north, the borders will go to Nahar Pras. Vigerash Tamay, Bitigarshem, and you will chase them away. And the Pasuk continues, that you shall not be curries bris with them, and you shall not allow them to live in your land. Kisavoid es Eloiheim ki yielecholamikesh. So Rashi, hare elu ki. These ki savoid and ki yie, mishamshin b'makam asher. They are being used in a lashon asher, that it will happen. Dechein b'kame mekoymos, and so in many places the word ki means asher. V'zeu lashon e, and that is a lashon of e shu echod midal lashonis shaki mishamish. That is one of the four lashonis that ki is mishamesh. One of the four is e, and over here it is referring to a lashon of e. And so we find in many places im mishamesh b'lashon asher, that im means asher. And since we are saying that ki, one of the lashonis of ki are im, are e, which is im, and im is asher. So ki over here means asher. Where do we find that im means asher? K'moy vim takriv minchas bikurim. When you will be makriv a minchas bikurim, the mincha of the omer, shehi chayva, it is an obligation. It is not something that if you want you can do, if you don't want you don't have to do. So the word ve'im doesn't mean if you will do it, but rather when you will do it. Ve'im means asher, and just like ve'im means asher over there, so too over here also the word ki is one of the lashonis is e, which is im, and im is asher. So ki over here is asher, and the pasuk is saying that if you will allow them to live in your land, ki savad es Eloheihem, you will be worshipping their gods. Ki yielecholamaykish, and it will happen that you will, that they will be to you for a stumbling block. It is not something that might happen, but something that will happen. Asher. It is interesting that Rashi, as an example, chooses the pasuk of ve'im takriv minchas bikurim to show that the word ve'im can mean achiyav. Rashi does not pick the pasuk in this week's parasha in kesef tal ve'esami. For some reason, he goes to Sefer Vayikra to bring his riot. And the pasuk continues, Perik Chof Dalet. The pasuk is now going back to what happened on the fourth and fifth day of Sivan before Matan Torah. Ve'ein muktim u'ma'ucher ba'Torah, even though this really should have belonged in Parashas Yisro. And the pasuk says, Ve'el Moshe Omar, to Moshe Hashem said, Alei el Hashem, go up to Hashem, Ato ve'arei nodav aviyu v'shivim ziknei Yisrael. You, Aaron, Nodav Aviyu, and the 70 Zekanim, v'shtachavise me'rochag, and bow down at a distance. It's interesting that over here it makes no mention of the Kahanim, which are, as Rashi explained in Parashas Yisro, is referring to the Bechores. In Parashas Yisro, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Chof Dalet, it said, v'olisa ato v'aron imoch v'hakoyanim. As Rashi explained, you will have a mechitza for yourself, Aaron will have a mechitza for himself, and the Kahanim will have their own mechitza. The pasuk over here doesn't say the Kahanim. It only mentions Aaron, Nodav Aviyu, and the 70 Zekanim. And the pasuk continues, V'nigash Moshe levade el Hashem. Moshe will come close, alone, to Hashem. V'heim lo yigashu, but they, Aaron, Nadav, Aviv, and the 70s of Canaan will not come as close. The lo yalu imay, and the will not go up with them. They will be even further back, further than Aaron, Nadav, Aviv, and the 70s of Canaan. And Moshe came on this fourth day of Sivan and related to the nation all the words of Hashem, referring to the mitzvah of Prisha, that they have to separate themselves for 3 days from their wives, and the mitzvah of Hagbolo, that they have to make a border and a sign around the mountain not to come too close to the mountain. The Eiskol HaMishpatim, and Moshe related to them the Mishpatim, referring to the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, the seven mitzvahs that were told to the Bnei Noach, and also the mitzvahs that were given in Mara, which were Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Em, Parah Aduma, and Dinim. So he related to them the mitzvah of Prisha and Akbala, and also the Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the mitzvahs that were said in Mara. Vayan kol ha'om, and the whole nation answered, Koil Echad, with one voice, Vayomru, and they said, Kol ha'devarim asher dibur Hashem naseh, all the words that Hashem said, we will do. This was the second time that the Yidden said Naseh, because if you look back to Parshas Yisroi, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Ches, it was the second day of Sivan, where the Bnei Yisrael answered on what Hashem told Moshe, that they will be Mamleches Kayanim and Goy Kodosh if they keep the mitzvahs. On that the Yidden answered, Vayanu kolom yachto vayomru kol asher diber Hashem Naseh. It's just interesting that the Lashon over there is a little different than over here. Over there it says, Vaya'anu kol ha'om. And here it says, Vaya'an kol ha'om, with the Lashon Yachid. Over there it says, Yachtov, together. Over here it says, Koil Echad, with one voice. And over there it says, Vayomru kol asher dibur Hashem. And over here it says, Vayomru kol ha'devarim asher dibur Hashem. One has to pay attention to the differences between the two times it says Naseh. The first time was on Beis Sivan, and the second time was on Dalet Sivan. Vayichtev Moshe es kol divrei Hashem, and Moshe wrote all the words of Hashem, referring to writing the whole Torah from the beginning, Bereshis, until Matan Torah, and also writing down the mitzvahs that they got in Mara. Vayashkin baboiker, and Moshe got up in the morning on the fifth day of Sivan. Vayiven mizbeach tachas ahar, he built a mizbeach under the mountain, ushteim esrei matzeva, and 12 standing stones, l'shneim also shiftei Yisrael, corresponding to the 12 shvatim. Vayishlaches na'arei b'nei Yisrael, and he sent the young ones of b'nei Yisrael, which Rashi says it means the b'chayres, because before the chet ha'egel, the avoida was with the b'chayres, and since this took place by Matan Torah before the chet ha'egel, the na'arei b'nei Yisrael are the b'chayres who did the avoida. Vayalu oilos, and they brought up karbonos oilos. Vayizbichu zevachim shlomim, and they also brought karbonos shlomim, l'Hashem, to Hashem, parim, consisting of bulls. Vayikach Moshe chatzi hadam, and Moshe took half of the blood. Rashi says, who divided the blood? A malach came and divided the blood. Vayosem bo agonos, and he placed half of the blood of the oilos, and half of the blood of the shlomim, into these basins. Vachatzi hadam zorak al hamizbeach, and the other half of the blood he spritzed on the mizbeach. The psukim seem to be a little bit out of order, because typically the avoida of the dam, the zrikas hadam, comes before they are makir of the carbon. In Pasuk Hei it says vayalu oilos, which is mashma they were makdir and makir of the carbon on the mizbeach. And Pasuk Vav speaks about the avoidas hadam, the zrika. So pashtus, you would have to say the order is not really in that sequence, but first they did the avoida in Pasuk Vav, and then they did vayalu oilos. Either way, the dam was divided. Half of it went on the mizbeach, and half of it went into these agonos, in these basins. Vayikach Sefer HaBris, and Moshe took this Sefer HaBris, which was the Sefer that he wrote in Pasuk Dalet, consisting of the Torah from Bereshis until Matan Torah and the Mitzvahs of Mara. And he took the Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Ba'ozne Ha'om, and he read it in the ears of the Vayomru, and the nation said, Koil Asher Dibur Hashem Naseh V'Nishma, everything that Hashem said we will do, and we will hear, and we will listen to. So this is the time where it says Naseh V'Nishma, and this was the third time that such a Lashon of Naseh was said. Like we said earlier, on Beis Sivan, it is mentioned the Lashon of Naseh, like it says in Parashas Yisroi. On Dalet Sivan, they said again Naseh, like it says in Pasuk Gimel over here in our Parsha. And now, on Hei Sivan, it says a Lashon of Naseh V'Nishma, referring to their answer to the reading of the Sefer HaBris. And after they read this Sefer HaBris, Vayikach Moshe es Adam, Moshe took the blood, That means the blood in the agonos, vayizrek al ha'om, and he spritzed it on the nation. Targum learns that it means he spritzed it on the Mizbeach as a kapara for the nation. It wasn't actually spritzed and sprayed and sprinkled on the nation themselves. The reason why Targum learns like that is because how much blood do you think you have from a couple of animals to sprinkle on all of 600,000 people of Klal Yisrael? Rashi learns that the blood was actually sprinkled on the whole Klal Yisrael, on 600,000 people. And the Mefarshim explain that the nace over here was similar to the nace of Makas Shchin, where over there it says that Moshe took two handfuls of Piach Kivshon soot from a furnace, and two handfuls of his own, so you have four handfuls, and this Piach HaKivshon went all over the land of Mitzrayim and created Makas Shchin, the Makah of Boils. So over there was a nace that so little Piach Kivshon was able to travel over the whole land of Mitzrayim. This was the same nace over here, that the dam from only a few animals was able to be sprinkled on all of Klal Yisrael. So the Pasuk is saying that Moshe took the blood and sprinkled it either on the Mizbeach or on the Om. By your man, he said, Hine dam ha-bris. Behold, this is the blood of the bris, of the covenant asher koras Hashem imochim, that Hashem is sealing and being courageous for you, al kol ha-devorim ho-eile, on all these things. Hashem is making you into a nation and being courageous bris with you, that you are his nation and he is your God. And Rashi says that from here we learn that the Yidden entered the bris with three things, with a bris mila, with tefillah, and with hazal. Bris mila, we see that they got a bris mila the night they went out of Mitzrayim. Hazal, that they were sprinkled with blood, that we see over here. And since we have a klal, a rule, that a person never gets hazal, he's never sprinkled, without first having tefillah, immersing oneself in a mikvah, so it must be, since we see hazal over here, the Yidden must have had tefillah before that. So they entered the bris with tefillah, hazal, and mila. Vayal Moshe v'Aharon. And then Moshe and Aharon went up. Nodav Aviu, and Nodav Aviu v'shivim mizikne Yisrael. And the 70 Zekanim at the time of Matan Torah. Vayiru eis elikei Yisrael. And they saw the God of Israel. Rashi says it is referring to Nodav and Aviu and the 70 Zekanim who looked a bit too far and cast a glance further than they were supposed to at Hashem. And therefore they were mechuyev misa. But in order not to ruin the simcha of Matan Torah, Hashem killed them at a later date. Nodav and Aviu were killed by the Chanukas HaMishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day that the Mishkan was put up. They died during their Avodah by bringing a Ketaris, about three quarters of a year after Matan Torah. And the 70 Zekanim died in the second year of the Midbar by the story of the Misoinanim in Parshas Bahaloscha. And the pasuk continues, what they saw by Matan Torah was v'sachas raglov, under his legs, under Hashem's feet, were kima'asei livnas hasaper, like the work of sapphire bricks, u'cheetzem hashomayim latoyar, and like a vision of the pure sky. And Rashi says this was not in front of Hashem at the same time. Hashem was showing Klal Yisrael and showing Moshe, Aaron, Nodav, and Aviu that he felt with Klal Yisrael at the time of the Tzar. And therefore, at the time of the Shibud, at the time the Yidden were Mitzrayim, there was always a sapphire brick in front of him to remember the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. And after they were redeemed, Hashem had a clear sky in front of him to show the happiness and the simcha of the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Ve'latzilei b'nei Yisrael, and to the great ones of the b'nei Yisrael, referring to Nadav Aviu and the Zekanim, lo sholach yodoi, he did not send his hand, which is mashma that they were mechuyev misa, but he did not do that right away. Vayechesu es olekim, and they looked at Hashem, vayechlu bayishtu, while they were eating and drinking. It does not mean they were actually eating and drinking, but rather as if they were eating and drinking, with a certain kalos and a certain gasas ruach, a certain easiness. And therefore, since they did not have the proper respect and also looked past what they were supposed to, therefore they were mechuyev misa and died at a later date. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'el Moshe Omar Aleh, and to Moshe Hashem said, go up. Parashazu Nemra Koidim Aseres HaDibros. This parasha was said before the Aseres HaDibros, Uvidal B'Sivan Nemra Le Aleh, and on the fourth day of Sivan, Hashem told Moshe to come up. V'nigash Moshe Levade, but Moshe went the furthest, and he went there by himself. El Ho'arofel, and he went into the thick cloud. Vayavi Moshe vayisaper la'om, and Moshe came and related to the nation boy bayoyim on the fourth day of Sivan, es kol divrei Hashem, all the words of Hashem, mitzvahs perisha vehagbola, the mitzvah of separating themselves from their wives, and the mitzvah of hagbola, of bordering off the mountain. And he also said to them, Ve'ez kol ha-mishpatim, Zayin mitzvah shenistavu b'mnei noach, referring to the Zayin mitzvah b'mnei noach, and also the mitzvahs that he received in Mara, Shabbos, Kibbut Avaim, Parah Aduma, Vedinim, Shenitnu lo b'mara, which are the four mitzvahs that were given in Mara. Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach, by the Parsha of Mara, only mentioned Shabbos, Parah Aduma, and Dinim. Rashi over here adds Kibbut Avaim. Vayichtov Moshe, and Moshe wrote, what did he write? Mi Bereshis v'ad Matan Torah. From Bereshis until Matan Torah he wrote down, V'kosav mitzvah shenitzavu b'morah. And he also wrote the mitzvahs that were commanded in Morah. That's what it means, Vayichtov Moshe es kol divrei Hashem. Vayashkin b'boker, and he got up in the morning. This was the next day, b'chamisho b'sivan, the fifth day of Sivan. And what happened on the fifth day of Sivan? He built a mizbeach and 12 matzevos, and the Narei B'nei Yisrael brought karbonos. So Grashi Narei, ha-bechoros. It is referring to the bechoros who had the avodah, because the avodah was not taken away from them until after the Maaseh Ha'egel. Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam, and Moshe took half of the blood, and he put them in basins. Micholkoi, who divided the dam? Malach bo v'cholkoi. A malach came and divided it. Vayosem bo agones, and he placed it in basins. Shtei agones, two basins. Echad l'chatzi dam oilo, ve'echad l'chatzi dam shlomim. One basin was for half of the blood of the oilo, and the other basin was for half of the blood of the shlomim. L'chazo is oisem ala'om, to sprinkle them directly on the people. V'mikan, and from here, lomdu rabbeisenu, our rabbonim learn, she'nichnesu avisenu lebris, our fathers entered the bris of the Torah, the mila utfila v'hazoas domim, with three things: bris mila that was done by Yitzias Mitzrayim, tfila that was done now, and hazoas domim, sprinkling of the blood that was done now. How do we know that they had a tfila? She'ain hazoah b'lo tfila. Since over here we see that they had hazoah, and we know a rule that without tfila there is no hazoah. So if there's hazoah here, there must have been tfila before that. And Moshe read the Sefer HaBris, Mibreishis Vat Matan Torah, Umitzvah Shinistavu B'mara. This Sefer that he wrote before, in earlier in Pasuk Dalet, when it says, Ve'ichtav Moshe Es HaSefer. So he read the Sefer now, that consisted of the Torah of Bereishis until Matan Torah, and the mitzvahs that were commanded in Mara. And he took the blood, Vayizraik, Inyan Hazor, it is an Inyan of sprinkling. But Targum says, Vizorak al Madbacho, he sprinkled it on the Mizbeach l'chapora al Amo as an atonement for the nation. Targum does not learn that he actually sprinkled it on the nation, but rather on the Mizbeach, because he was bothered by the fact, how is it possible that such a small amount of blood was able to go on 600,000 people? Vayiru eis Elokei Yisrael, and the Shivim Zakenim and other Vaviyu saw Hashem. Nistaklu, they looked, Vehitzitzu, and they cast an eye, Vineschaivu Misa, and therefore they were Chayiv Misa. Elashaloi Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu La'arvev Simchas HaTorah. Hashem did not want to stare and to ruin the Simchas HaTorah of Matan Torah on Vav Sivan. Vehimtin, and he waited, L'Nodavaviyu, to kill Nodavaviyu, Adrem HaChanukas HaMishkon, till the day of the inauguration and the putting up of the Mishkon for the first time on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is a bit also shver, why he waited for that day, because that day was also somewhat of a day of Simcha. He could have waited to another day. Well, the Zakenim, Ad Vayihihom Kimisayinim. And by the Zakenim, he waited until the second year, in Parshas Baloscha, that says that the nation were misoinanim, they were looking for a bilbul, a way to argue with Hashem, Vativar bom esh Hashem, and a fire consumed them, Vatoichal, and destroyed Bikseh HaMachaneh. The simple meaning is, the fire consumed the edge of the Machaneh. But the Gemara Darshan's Biketzinim Sheba Machaneh, the great ones of the Machaneh, which are referring to the Zakenim. The Zakenim died at that point. Kimase Livnas HaSapir. What did they see? They saw a work of a sapphire stone, a sapphire brick. He has lefanah b'shach shibud. The sapphire brick was before Hashem at the time of Shibud, at the time the Yidden worked in Mitzrayim. Lizkar tzarosun shel Yisrael, to remember the pain of Klal Yisrael during the Shibud. Shoyim u'shibodim b'mayis levenim, because they were working with bricks. But ukeetzem hashemayim l'toyar, mishenigalu hayar v'ched v'lefanah. Once they were redeemed, there was light and happiness before him, like the clear blue sky and the pure sky Ke'etzem Hashemayim Lotoya. U'che'etzem Kedagumei Loshem Mare. Ke'etzem means like the vision, and the Shemayim Lotoya means Loshem Borer Litzolol. It means the Loshem of clarity. So u'che'etzem, like the view and the vision, Hashemayim of the heaven, Lotoya in its purity. Ve'latzile b'nei Yisrael, Zok Rashi, he'nodav aviyu v'hazakenim. The great ones are referring to Nodav and Aviyu and the Zakenim. Lo shalach yodei. He did not send his hand to destroy them. Michlal. From here we see shehayu ruuyim l'shtaleich b'ham yad, that they were really fit and they should have really been mechuyev misa right away. Why? Because vayechazu eswalikim hoyim mistaklim boy. They were looking at Hashem b'leiv gas, with a leiv gas mitoch achila v'shtia, as if they were eating and drinking while speaking to Hashem. Kach Medrash Tanchuma. That is the Medrash Tanchuma. V'unkelus Leitirgum Kain, and Targum Unkelus explains it differently. Atzile Loshen Gedoylem. The word Atzile means great ones. K'moy, just like it says in the Pasuk, Umei Atzileho Kirasicha. And from her great ones, from her nobles, Kirasicha, I will call to you. And so it says in the Pasuk, Vayotzel Min HaRuach. And he made more from the spirit that was on Moshe and gave it to the Zakenim. Vayotzel, he made greater. The Pasuk says, Sheish Amois Atzila, six Amois of largeness. So Atzila means also large and great. So that's the Pshat, Atzila ibn Yisrael, to the great ones, he was not Shaleach Yad, even though they were Mechuyev Misa right away. And the Pasuk continues. Now the Pasuk is going to the day after Matan Torah, Zion Sivan. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ale Elai Hahora, come up to me, to the top of the mountain, Vayesham, and be there for 40 days and 40 nights. Ve'etno lecho, because over there I will give you esluchos ha'aven, the stone tablets, the Torah of Hamitzvah, that included in the Aseres HaDibros that are written on these tablets will be the Torah and the Mitzvah, Kol HaTorah Kula, 613 mitzvos, Asher Kasafti, that I wrote Lahirosam to teach them. Vayakom Moshe v'Yoshua Misharsay, and Moshe got up together with Yeshua his servant. Vayal Moshe el Har Hualikim, and Moshe went up to the mountain of Hashem, to Har Sinai, and Yeshua escorted him until the edge of the mountain. Ve'lazakenim Omar, and to the Zakenim Moshe said, before he left to go to Har Sinai, he said to the Zakenim, Shivulanu vazeh, wait for us over here, Arav Shanoshav Aleichem, until we will return to you. Ve'hine Aaron v'chor imochem, and Aaron and Hur will be with you to help you judge the nation while I am gone. Mival devarim yigash aleihem. Whoever has a din Torah should come to them, which pashtus means that you will judge the easier cases, and if you have trouble in being done and judging these cases, you will go to Aaron and Hur for help. Psukim, Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, Rashi brings down two pshatim how to learn these psukim. According to one pshat, it is referring to the time of the first 6 days of Sivan, the time of before Matan Torah. And according to the second shot, it is referring to the first 6 days that Moshe was in Shemayim, the first 6 days of the 40 days that Moshe was in Shemayim after Matan Torah. And let us read the pasuk according to the pshat that it is referring to the first 6 days of Sivan first. Vayal Moshe Elohar, and Moshe went up to the mountain during the first 6 days of Sivan. Vayachas ha'onon esahar, and the onon, the cloud, covered the mountain during these first 6 days. Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, and the honor of Hashem rested on Mount Sinai. Vayachaseu ha'onon sheishes yamim, and the cloud covered the mountain. Vayachaseu, referring to the mountain, the cloud covered the mountain for 6 days, referring to the first 6 days of Sivan. Vayikra el Moshe, and Hashem called to Moshe. Vayom Hashvi, on the seventh day, Mitoich Ha'onon, from in the middle of the cloud. On the seventh day, Hashem called to Moshe and to all of Klal Yisrael to say the Aseres HaDibros. Even though the Pasuk says Moshe, it is only because of the covenant of Moshe that it says Moshe, but it really means Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael. This pshat can only be going lefi the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which we mentioned already in Parshas Yisroi, that says Hosef Moshe Yomi Daitoi, that Moshe added a day on his own, and that Matan Torah was given, and that Aseres HaDibros were given on the seventh day of Sivan, because according to this pasuk, the pasuk is saying Vayikra El Moshe Bayom Hashvi, Hashem called to Moshe to say the Aseres HaDibros on the seventh day. And if you hold that the Aseres HaDibros were given on the sixth day, the pasuk wouldn't make sense. So this pshat can only go lefi Rabbi Yossi, that Moshe added an extra day, and the Aseres HaDibros was said on Zion Sivan. That is the pshat if you learn that these psukim are going on the first 6 days of Sivan. But the other pshat says that it is referring to the first 6 days of the 40 days after Matan Torah. And this is the way you read the pasuk. Vayal Moshe el Ahor, and Moshe went up to the mountain after Matan Torah, on the 7th day of Sivan. Vayichas he'onon es Ahor, and the cloud covered the mountain. Vayishkoin kavod Hashem al Har Sinai, and the honor of Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Vayichasehu he'onon sheishes yomim, and the onon covered Moshe for 6 days. Because since there is a din that before somebody comes into the Machne Shechina, he needs prisha, he needs to be separated for 6 days. Therefore, during the first 6 days of the 40 days that he went to Shemayim, the Onan covered him and separated him for 6 days. And then, Vayikrael Moshe Bayem HaShvi, Mitaycha Onan. Then Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day of the 40, from the cloud. And the pasuk continues, Umari kvod Hashem, and the view of the honor of Hashem was ke'eshei cheles b'roishahar, like a consuming fire on top of the mountain, le'enei bnei Yisrael, before the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael. When they looked up at the mountain, they saw a tremendous fire. Vayavei Moshe b'seche onon, and Moshe went into the cloud, as Rashi says, in this thick cloud, Hashem made a shvil, a path for Moshe to pass through. Vayal helahor, and Moshe went up to the mountain. Vayhi Moshe b'hor, and Moshe was in the mountain, on top of the mountain, arborim yoim va'arborim laila, for 40 days and 40 nights. Zok Rashi pasuk yud beis. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, la'achar matan Torah. These psukim are going after matan Torah on Zion Sivan. Alei ilai hahor v'yesham. Come up to the top of the mountain and stay there mem yom for 40 days. And I will give you esluchei so even the stone tablets and the Torah and the mitzvah asher kasafti that I wrote laharoisam. Kol sheish meos u'shloishesrei mitzvahs bichlal aseres hadibrotein. From here we see that all of the 613 mitzvahs are included in the aseres hadibrotein, because the pasuk says that I will give you the aseres hadibrotein, and it says va'tarav ha'mitzvah. So it must be that included in the aseres hadibrotein are the 613 mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Sadja. And Rabbeinu Sadja Piresh explains the azorais yosad, in the azorais that he made, l'choldibur v'dibur, on every one of the aseres hadibrois, mitzvahs hatluyes boy, the mitzvahs that are dependent and that are included in that one of the dibrois. Which means that Rabbeinu Sadja tells us how to fit 613 mitzvahs into 10 aseres hadibrois. He explains how each one is included in that one of the aseres hadibrois. So Rashi further, Vayakom Moshe v'Yoshua Mishorsei, and Moshe got up together with Yoshua his servant. Lo yadati mativri shel Yeshua kan. I don't know what the purpose of Yeshua is doing over here. What was he doing going to Har Sinai with Moshe? Va'omer ani, and therefore I say, Zok Rashi, Shehoyo haTalmid melav el Rav, that the Talmud, the student, was escorting his Rebbe ad mokom hagbolas tchumi ha'or, until the place where it was bordered off, where he could not go any further. She'enoi reshoi leilech misham v'hala, where he did not have permission to go further. Umisham vayal Moshe levada el har holikim. From there Moshe went alone, as the pasuk says, to har holikim. Yeshua notasham aholoi, and Yeshua pitched his tent v'nisakiv sham kol mem yoim, and he waited there for Moshe for 40 days. Shekein matzinu, so we find kishiyorad Moshe, when Moshe came down, vayishma Yeshua es kol ha'om bereoi. Yeshua heard the voices of the and their screams. From here we see clearly that Yeshua was not living together with them. He did not know what was going on in the Machane Yisrael. It must be that he pitched his tent at the foot of the mountain and waited for Moshe for 40 days. And Moshe told the Zakenim, before he left the Machane, wait over here, and wait over here with the rest of the nation in the camp, to be ready to judge each person, his fights, his dentires. And together with you will be Aaron and Hur. Who was Hur? Benoah shel Miriam, the son of Miriam. Hoya he was. Va'aviv, and his father was Kalev ben Yefuna. Shenema. Vayikach loy Kalev as Ephras, and Kalev married Ephras, who was Miriam. Vatelad loy as Hur, and she gave birth to Hur. Ephras u Miriam ki de Isa b'Saita. The Gemara in Masechta Saita says that Ephras was Miriam. So we see Kalev married Miriam and had Hur. Rashi is saying this a second time, who Hur was. We already mentioned it at the end of Parshas Beshalach, by the war with Amalek, when Aaron and Hur held Moshe's hands up in the sky. Rashi over there also says Chur Benoshal Miriam, and one has to understand why Rashi is repeating it over here again. Mibal Devarim, whoever has a din Torah, Mishiyesh Lo Din, whoever has a din Torah should come to the Zakenim, and if they can't answer it, go to Aaron and Chur. And the pasuk continues, Vayichaseu Ha'onon, and the cloud covered him. Rabbi Seinu Cholkim B'Davar, our Rabbanim in Masech de Yuma argue how to learn this pasuk. Yesh Mehem Omrim, some learn Elu Shishu Yamim Shemei Rish Chodesh Ad Matan Torah. Some say this is going on the first 6 days from Rish Chodesh Sivan until Vav Sivan Matan Torah. And the pasuk is saying Vayichaseu Ha'onon Lahar, and the cloud covered him is referring to covering the mountain for the first 6 days. And then Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day to say the Aseres HaDibros, and it was really a dibur to Moshe and all the Bnei Yisrael. But the Torah is giving respect to Moshe, and that's why it says El Moshe in the pasuk, even though it was really spoken to Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael. That is the pshat that learns that these psukim are referring to the first 6 days of Sivan, and as we said, the Aseres HaDibros were said on the seventh day of Sivan, and this is the pshat of Rabbi Yossi, who holds Hosef Moshe Yoim Echad Midaita. V'yesh Omrim, and another pshat, Vayechaseu Ha'onon LeMoshe Vav Yomim, the cloud covered Moshe for 6 days. When it says Vayechaseu, it is not like the first pshat that it means it covered the mountain, but rather it covered Moshe. V'heim Hayu B'tchilas Mem Yoim, and this is referring to the first 6 days of the 40 days She'olah Moshe L'kabal HaLuchos, that Moshe went up to get the Luchos. U'lemedcha, and the pasuk is teaching you, She'kol HaNichnas L'machna Shechina, anybody who enters the Machna Shechina, Ta'un Prishav Av Yomim, needs to be separated for 6 days. And therefore the Anon separated Moshe for the first 6 days of the 40. And the pasuk says that there was a huge fire on top of the mountain, and then Moshe went into the Anon. What does it mean he went B'Seicha Anon? Anon Zek my Oshon. This cloud was like a thick smoke. Ve'osale HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Moshe Shvil B'Seichai, a path to go through this thick smoke and enter the mountain.